Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the second parak of Maseches Bikurim. Today we're learning Parak Beis, Mishnah Beis, and Parak Beis, Mishnah Gimel. In the previous Mishnah, Parak Beis, Mishnah Aleph, the Mishnah began by discussing various halachos that apply only to Truma and Bikurim on the one hand, but not to Maaser Sheni. Now in Parak Beis, Mishnah Beis, we're going to discuss halachos that apply only to Maaser Sheni and Bikurim, but not to Truma. Says the Mishnah, Yesh b'Maaser Bikurim, Ma She'ein Kein b'Truma. These are the halachos that apply to Maaser Sheni and Bikurim, but not to Truma. Number one, Sha'a Maaser Bikurim Te'unin Habas Makom. Maaser Sheni and Bikurim must be brought to a particular place, meaning to say, both Maaser Sheni and Bikurim have to be brought to Yerushalayim and eaten there. Number two, Utu'unin Vidui. They both require a declaration, meaning to say, when it comes to Maaser Sheni, and really all Maaseros, during the fourth and seventh year, like we learned previously, there's something called Vidui Maaser, where you need to declare that the Trumos and Maaseros were treated and dealt with in the appropriate and required way. And when it comes to Bikurim as well, there's a Vidui, there's a declaration, namely, thanking Hashem for all that He's given us and continues to give us each and every day. Again, the Psukim from Parshas Kisavo. The third similarity between Maaser Sheni and Bikurim that is not applicable to Truma is Va'asurin La'onein. They are forbidden to an Onein. Again, an Onein is someone whose close relative had died but had not yet been buried, or someone whose close relative was buried that day. In this, and when it comes to Maaser Sheni and Bikurim, they are forbidden to be eaten by an Onein. An Onein is not allowed to eat them, but a Kohen who's an Onein may certainly eat Truma. However, continues the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon disagrees with this last point. Rabbi Shimon Matir. Rabbi Shimon holds no, that an Onein is in fact allowed to eat Bikurim. Continuing now with a fourth similarity between Maaser Sheni and Bikurim, V'chayavin Bebiur. And Maaser Sheni and Bikurim require Biur. What's Biur? So like we learned earlier, every fourth and seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, any Maaser Sheni and Bikurim that have not yet been eaten in Yerushalayim must be completely destroyed. However, Rabbi Shimon here is also not going to agree with that, with the Tana. For Rabbi Shimon, Poter, no. Rabbi Shimon holds another one is exempt, one is not obligated in having to destroy Bikurim. There's no beer, according to Rabbi Shimon, when it comes to Bikurim, only Maaser Sheni. Continuing now with another similarity between Maaser Sheni and Bikurim that does not apply to Truma. V'asurin kol shein mile'echol b'Yerushalayim. Any amount of Maaser Sheni or Bikurim that became mixed with the produce that is permitted in Yerushalayim may not be eaten outside Yerushalayim, even though normally there are halachos of bitl. We allow you to nullify many things, like we've discussed previously. But that's only true when it's not a davar sheyesh lo matir. And a davar sheyesh lo matir means something that will, that is permitted in other places. It's easy to eat the Maaser Sheni or the Bikurim in Yerushalayim. Therefore, eat it in Yerushalayim. It's Bikurim that can be eaten in Yerushalayim. It's not aser, and therefore you have to use bittel to nullify it. It's permitted to eat in Yerushalayim. Therefore, take it and eat it in Yerushalayim. It's a davar sheyesh lo matir, and something that is permitted to be eaten. So don't use bittel, which is not ideal. So actually eat it in Yerushalayim, and then you're certainly good. Continuing in the Mishnah, V'gidulehen asurim milechol b'Yerushalayim af lezarim v'labehema. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, if seeds from this usher mixture of the either Bikurim and Maaser Sheni with the other seeds that were permitted, they were planted in Yerushalayim, their growths would, meaning what that which comes out of them, would be usher to be eaten outside of Yerushalayim, and they would even be usher to non-Kohanim and animals. So not only if there's a mixture must you eat that in Yerushalayim, but even if their seeds produce anything, if that mixture of seeds produce anything, that also you would have to eat in Yerushalayim as well, and again, they would not be allowed to be eaten by Zarim, by non-Kohanim, or by animals. Continuing in the Mishnah of Rabbi Shimon, Mati, Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says no, that the seeds, that the growths of seeds of actual Ma'aseh Sheni and Bikurim. So not only does Rabbi Shimon disagree with the previous point said that the seeds of a mixture where there was even potential for bittul, for nullification. So that's so Rabbi Shimon says not only is a mixture seeds permitted, but even actual Ma'aseh Sheni and Bikurim seeds are permitted to be eaten outside Yerushalayim, and certainly they can be eaten by non-Kohanim or animals as well. So Rabbi Shimon is extra lenient, extra makil when it comes to these halachos. And one final similar, continuing the first Tana, Hari Elu b'Maiser v'Bikurim, all these halachos apply to Maiser Sheni and Bikurim, Masha Ein Kein b'Truma, but they do not apply to Truma, again, because Truma does not have to be brought to any specific place, they can be eaten anywhere. Truma does not require any sort of declaration, they just simply eat them by the Kohen, simply eats them. It may be eaten by an Onan, by someone whose relative died but was not yet buried. It does not require beer. There's no destroying the Truma during the 4th and 7th year. It becomes permitted when mixed with the permitted produce. Again, assuming that Bittul is applicable, and there's 100 times more Chulin than the Truma, then certainly Bittul would work there as well. Continuing now with Barak Beis, Mishnah Gimel, and now we're going to contrast Truma and Maaser Sheni on the one hand with Bikurim on the other hand. Says the Mishnah, Yesh b'Truma Maaser Masha'ein Kein b'Bikurim. There are certain halachos that apply to a Truma and Maaser Sheni, but they would not apply to Bikurim. What are these halachos? Sha'atruma v'ha-maiser osur nesagoren. Truma and Maaser Sheni forbid produce that has been processed, meaning, say, like we've been saying previously, once produce has been completely processed, then at that point, it's not allowed to be eaten until the Trumos and Maasers, or in this case, Maaser Sheni, have been separated from it. Number two, v'yesh lahem shir. When it comes to Truma and Maaser Sheni, there's a shir. There's a requisite amount that is typically given from them. When it comes to Truma, usually 1/50 of the crop is given. When it comes to Maaser Sheni, 1/10 is given. There's a shear, there's a measurement associated with Maaser Sheni and the Truma, but there is no real shear when it comes to Bikurim. V'noagim b'chol ha-peiros, and they apply to all kinds of produce. Trumas and Maaseros must be separated from grain, grapes, and olives, according to at least the Torah law, and from all other types of edible produce, according to the rabbis, according to Chazal. Continuing in the Mishnah, Bifnei Habayis v'shelo Bifnei Habayis, both Truma and Maaser Sheni apply whether there is a Beis HaMikdash or not, whereas Bikurim only applies if there actually is a Beis HaMikdash. Uva Arisin, Uva Chacharos, Uva Sikrikin, Uva Gazlan, and they apply to the produce, again, of sharecroppers, tenant farmers, a Sikrikin, we say to someone who steals people's property and threatens to kill them if he doesn't get them, and a thief. So on all of these cases, even though they don't own their land, the halacha is that Truma and Maaser Sheni certainly apply to them. But like we learned previously in Parak Aleph Mishnah Beis, that when it comes to any of these people, they are not obligated in Bikurim. And again, the Mishnah concludes by saying, Hari Elu b'Truma uv'Maaser, Masha Ein Kein b'Bikurim. These are the halachas that apply to Truma and Maaser Sheni, but they do not apply to Bikurim. And again, number one, even processed produce may be eaten before Bikurim have been separated from it. Bikurim may, there's no shear, there's no measurement when it comes to Bikurim, no matter how small they are. Bikurim are separated only from the Shivas Haminim, not all types of crops. Bikurim are brought only when there is a Beis HaMikdash, and they are brought only by the person who owns the land on which they grow, not a tenant farmer, not a thief, not a sharecropper, and so on. Quick review. Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis number one, began discussing the similarities between Maaser Sheni and Bikurim on the one hand and Truma on the other hand. And we said that number one, Bikurim, Maaser and Bikurim require to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. They also require a declaration with them. They're not allowed to be eaten by an Omnin, even though the Rabbi Shimon disagrees with that. Both when it comes to Maaser Sheni and Bikurim, There's a beer requirement in the 4th and 7th year to destroy them. Rabbi Shimon again disagrees with that, at least when it comes to Bikurim. any amount of them is prohibited to be eaten in Yerushalayim. If even if they're mixed with something, you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. To davar sheish lo matirin, and therefore bittul nullification doesn't work when it comes to ma'aseh sheni and bikurim, which just can be eaten in Yerushalayim. Anything that grows as a result of them must be eaten in Yerushalayim. Even and they can't. They're even prohibited to non kohanim or to animals. Again, Rabbi Shimon disagrees with that last point. And those are the halachos, again, that apply to Ma'aseh Sheni and Bikurim on the one hand, and not by Truma. And then Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel discuss the halachos that apply to both Truma and Ma'aseh Sheni, but not to Bikurim. Number one, Truma and Ma'aseh Sheni are prohibited once they are fully processed. There's a measurement when it comes to Truma and Ma'aseh Sheni, unlike Bikurim. They're applicable to all produce, not just the Shiva Saminim. They apply whether there's a Beis HaMikdash or not, whereas Bikurim only applies in the Beis HaMikdash. And they apply to people whether you own the property or not, unlike Bikurim, which only applies to people that own the actual property. Have a great day.